there. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Today is June the 12th. Setting an example. We're going to sort of follow up yesterday's theme about letting your light shine with some more of the words from Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount that talk about setting an example for others. You know, this is, man, this is challenging. And this is kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of troubling to me in a sense, because I realize how many times I don't set a good example for others. But the Lord has strong words today about that. You know, as a Christian, I have a responsibility, we talked about this yesterday, to be Jesus to those around me. And other people who may be Christians, maybe they're Christians who are trying to learn more about their faith, looking to other Christians for an example. Maybe they're people who are not Christians. But they might look to me and you and watch us and listen to us. And what we have to be careful of is that by our words, by our actions, we're either going to do one or two things. We're either going to lead somebody closer to Jesus, or we're going to push them away. Now, we don't think about it. It's not a conscious decision, but it's a true fact. We're either going to, through our words and our actions, help somebody to grow closer to Jesus or push them away. This Christian person, meaning you and I, somebody's looking at us, the cursing. The nasty, the cheating. I don't know. This is what Christianity is all about. I don't want anything to do with it. But on the other hand, what if they look at us and they say, wow, he's kind. He's not freaking out under pressure. He's talking about prayer. He prays frequently. Maybe there's something to this Christianity business. You see, you and I, we're examples. And Jesus has tough words and mentions how important this is to set a positive example for others. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 19 is the gospel from today's daily mass. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of the letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Wow. You know, I can't help but thinking, and I wasn't aware that this reading was going to come up this week. Over the weekend, I was thinking of a friend of mine, a high school friend of mine, who, even though he went to Catholic school, his parents never went to Mass on Sunday. You know, and that's, in my day, it was a little less common than it is today. It's shockingly common today. But back then, I saw it as well. He wasn't the only one who was in this particular situation. But his parents never went to Mass on Sunday. And he never went. And he's in his 60s now. And he still doesn't go. And I think of the example that his parents could have set for him but didn't. You know, my parents, not saying they were perfect, they were far from perfect. But they went to Mass every week and they taught me the importance of going to church. I wouldn't have never thought of not doing it. You know, it doesn't always work out that, yes, some kids rebel even though their parents are very religious, going to church all the time. But that's not your problem or my problem. Our call is to set the example. We can't control how other people are going to react. So make sure you set that good example. Because you don't want to be the one pushing others away from Christ. You want to be the one, through your words, through your actions, leading them closer to Christ. God bless you.